rule the world, rule the universe, that your thoughts are literally what you will create. And if your thoughts are based upon some kind of doubt that this isn't possible for you, or this is ridiculous, or you can't do that, it's always very easy for me to know whether or not someone that I'm talking to who wants to lose weight, or someone who wants to quit smoking, or wants to leave their drug habit behind, or wants to win the lottery, or wants to have a divine relationship, or whatever it is. It's so easy to see whether or not they're going to be able to manifest that in their life. Because in about 2 minutes, they will come up with reasons why it can't happen. Oh, that's not possible. No, you can't do things like that. No, those kind of things only happen to other people. That's just luck. Because if what you think about is what expands, and what you think about is that it can't happen, then it can't happen has to expand. If what you think about in your relationships is what is wrong, what is missing, what you don't like, what is whatever, then that will be the nature of your relationship, and that is what will expand. So that once you understand that what you think about is what expands, or as you think, so shall you be, once that becomes your reality and you know that, you get real careful about what you think about. You do. Yeah. And so when you find yourself going back into that old agreement that you've made with reality, which is, I'm going to have to think these thoughts when these things happen to me. I can't do anything else about it. This is just the way I am. I've always been that way. It's my nature. It's just the kind of person I am. What do you expect from me? I'm Italian. Or whatever it is. And you go back to that and you hang on to that, then that is what you're going to manifest. And it's like changing that agreement. You have to change it all. You have to really let go of all of the stuff that you've been taught. You know, like, can you be in more than one place at the same time? Can you change your shape and shapeshift? Can you communicate telepathically with someone who isn't in the room? Can you read auras? Can you defy gravity? Can you enter the dreams of another person? For those of you who know that such things are not possible, I invite you to get your money back. Because we're going into a new realm. I mean, I'm not just coming out of the closet with this spiritual stuff, but I'm ripping the door off as I get out of there, all right? Because I don't just believe, I know. I absolutely know. And it's that knowing that I want to get into your heart. And once the knowing is there, then all of the events and all of the things that you start seeing show up in your life become just details.